Hello there, another Friday on local radio WMOA, and another injury of the week. As always, we are joined by Dr. Mark Plumbey of First Settlement Orthopedics, and let's go back to the diamond. Mark, you got baseball fever yet?
Oh yeah, always. Kids playing Little League. I was just at my son's game yesterday, pitching the lights out. So yeah, let's talk about it.
Awesome. Well, let's go. We've talked a lot about pitchers. Let's go into the batter's box with this one. The Guardians are going to be missing David Fry, their all-star last year in 2024, mainly was a DH, played a little first base, but he had an injury in his elbow last year. It ended up being a damaged UCL. They went the brace, hybrid brace route, it looked like, as well as the tendon graft, which is something we talked about in sort of the Tommy John special, as well as a strained flexor tendon. Now, I think of this as a pitcher injury. What is it that hitters, I guess, need to be aware of? Or is this something that could have just as well happened swinging a bat as it is throwing?
Well, it's more to the it's the overhead activity actions. So he's a utility player, so more than likely he probably sustained this as a result of throwing. You know, he's a utility player, plays all over the field, but mainly the DX, serves as DH. I imagine, based off of, you know, what I'm reading, he has the UCL injury, had it fixed, and then that flexor pronator mass, that's all on the inside part of the elbow, very similar to Tommy John injury. And you have to, you know, it's not just the pitchers you're throwing, the outfielders, anybody throwing a ball for a long period of time. I mean, these baseball players are dedicating their lives throwing in an that throwing motion is an abnormal position, puts a lot of stress. So all of those overhead athletes are really at risk, especially the ones who throw harder.
And now as we sort of look in the batter's box for this episode, probably the most common thing I feel like I think of when I think of just a batting injury, a swinging injury, are those nagging oblique injuries that keep guys out of the lineup for a third of the season, just kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, and those are like muscular strains, as we talked about previous with the groin injuries, the muscular strains. Those are the not ones that are really going to knock you down where you have to be immobilized, but you just have to give it time. And then the proper rehab, stretching, utilizing the anti-inflammatories to let that heal on itself.
Is there certain things, now you mentioned, as you said, yeah, a youngster in Little League, are there certain things that we're teaching kids these days, whether it be hitting, whether it be pitching, are there good best practices that we're teaching these young kids to avoid some of these wear and tear injuries like this?
Yeah, the biggest thing that we see in Little League, the Little Leaguers, is the pitch count. We know that the more you throw, the harder you throw at an earlier age, the higher rate you have of sustaining elbow injuries and shoulder injuries. So I think at this level, high school level, and a little bit earlier, they're only limited to about 60 or 80 pitches per game. And after they have that game, they have to sit out a certain amount of days depending on how many pitches they throw. And the studies have supported significantly, if those precautions are taken, it really reduces the risk of elbow and shoulder injuries.
Man, I remember growing up and it was the big scare around the breaking ball. If you started your pitcher throwing the curveball too early, that was going to mess things up. I don't hear about that as much anymore. Now, obviously,
true in a way, but it's not illegal to throw a curveball at a young age. It's the poor mechanics. So you have to learn how to throw it correctly. Sometimes when these kids, they start teaching themselves how to throw a curveball, but they use an abnormal mechanic, which does put more strain on the elbow. So if you learn the right way to do it, it does not put you at risk.
Dr. Mark Plumbey here with us again from First Settlement Orthopedics. Another Friday, another injury of the week. And hey, let's stick on the diamond and let's go to some guys that end up having, I think, sometimes some very long careers. And those are the guys who are dipping down, who are throwing sub three quarter. We're talking true side armors and submariners. There is some I guess some science behind their longevity, right? Because that motion is going to be a more natural, I suppose you would say, than an overhand?
Yes, a little bit, you know, because we talked previously on the softball players more underhand. It's pretty rare to see a UCL, Tommy John injury in a softball player, pitcher specifically. The higher you throw, the more force you're putting on through the elbow that puts that force at the UCL. So the submarine guys, sidearm guys, they're not really stressing it as much as somebody who throws more traditionally overhead.
That's good stuff. And baseball season is quickly coming up on us. And that said, we're at the end of basketball. We're in tournament season, so we'll just wrap up like this. Mark, do you have any picks for the tournament? You got a gut feeling?
Oh, you know, I'm a Mountaineer guy, and I just have totally lost focus, lost all hope in the process.
Yeah, that was
Houston. Maybe watching the season going through, watching those guys come down and put a spanking on the Mountaineers. They're pretty solid.
You know, I saw an interesting little stat today that since Arizona, I think in 97, no one in the Western United States has won a college national title. So I want to jump on the Houston bandwagon.
All right, let's do it.
Even though
off the brackets.
That's right. My young days of being a Duke diehard I think completely passed me at this point. We're young once. Dr. Mark Plumbee here with us as always, and Doc, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for
no problem, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always good on a Friday morning. We'll get back to it. More still to come here in a sports update around the corner on local radio.